Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Let's join our hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Batella, now. Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Batella. And today, we've been talking about the different aspects of health and the health education, and we went through part one, which was cleanse, part two, which was nutrition, part three, that was pH balance, and last time we talked a little bit about vibrational healing. But we're going to go back to talk some more about pH balance, because we've gotten some emails from some of our listeners and some of our Life Enthusiast Co-op members. And I think it's kind of important that we address some of these issues that they've brought up. And Martin, I hope you're ready, because we're going to put you on the spot.
Oh, I'm so ready. I could not be readier.
All right. I know you've been taking some of that elk antler velvet, haven't you?
Oh, I started on it about a week ago.
And I understand you're so frisky, your wife can barely handle you now. And she loves it.
Well, you know, what I want to say is that I have my balls back.
Mm.
And I am so, how do I best say it?
You're ready to shoot from the hip.
Oh, I have been so mellow, and I have just so let it behind me. I'm just so ready to go into a bar and start a fight. I'm the man's man, you know, like I want to take it on. I mean, a racquetball game's not good enough for me. I want a fist fight. I want to punch someone so hard it's going to, you know, and so on.
Of course,
I'm completely sublimating that with my higher consciousness, right? So instead, I'm going to take on the medical establishment.
And I think you're going to take on the people that say a lot of the nutritional stuff that's out there is quackery.
Oh, you know what? The Quack Watch website, that is my biggest pet peeve. But anyway, let's read the... would you please read this question that has been asked of us?
Yes.
And let's address it.
So, Martin, remembering your teaching on the acidity of the body and disease, would you mind take a look at this article and let me know your feelings concerning this MD's position on the pH of the blood? I know when death is approaching on a, quote, coding patient, unquote, in the hospital, sodium bicarb is injected because they are too acidic. So I'm a little confused. Do you have and can share the study that proves the alkaline acid theory? I'd really like to see the study, as I have several friends and family with dire questions who are looking for answers. Thanks, and sorry to bother you with this, but you are the only person I feel I can trust with the correct information.
This was signed by Joanne, and she's a real nurse, and she has been to school, and she understands physiology, and she trusts the doctors. You know, she understands.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we go to this link. It's on the quackwatch.org. So let me say it this way. Quackwatch.org is financed by the establishment, pharmaceuticals and AMA and those type of things. It's run by a disbarred ex-doctor who just can't even practice medicine, but is enough of a doctor that that he gets to throw his name around.
Mm.
These guys are a whores for sale.
Let's just tell everybody what you really think, Martin. Like, there's no need to hold back.
Nope, no need to hold back on this one. Anyway,
elk antler velvet is running rampant throughout your body, I can tell.
Okay, but anyway, so I wrote back to Joanne saying, I appreciate this opportunity to address this issue. I would like to preface anything that I say with this. The Quack Watch website is an ideological platform for the mainstream medicine that is fully invested in defending the monomorphic worldview.
Okay, what's monomorphic?
I'll get there.
Okay.
Because that is the basis of the whole pharmaceutical approach to treating illness. It is completely wrong-headed, mistaken, misleading, and also a dead-end philosophy. It will be defended to the death by people who are invested in it. many well-meaning people, including doctors, researchers, and who knows who else, are finding ways to justify it. But this is as wrong as trying to defend the theory that the Earth is the center of our universe. So that's what I wrote to her. And now let's explain monomorphic.
Yes.
Monomorphic is a name given to the theory that believes organism causes an illness and that organism doesn't change.
So mono meaning is one.
That virus is a virus, cannot become a bacterium, cannot become a fungus, cannot become a tumor. The pleomorphic theory and its cellular terrain management approach that leads to functional or orthomolecular medicine understands the mechanism of pH balance. Now, what's that mean? We have dark field microscopy as a method that allows us to study living blood, not dead blood. Normally, when you go to the laboratory, they take a test tube full of your blood, they inject anticoagulant and preserve it for several days, and then they possibly analyze it. Don't get around to it very quick. And they only analyze it in its dead state.
Right.
They don't do a comparison. They don't do something like this. Take a sample of blood, put it on it, they offer you some sort or an activity of some sort, then take your sample and review it to the blood on the spot within 20 to 30 minutes. And we have done our supplier, for instance, the Himalayan Crystal Salt has commissioned this sort of study.
Right.
For people drinking the brine and seeing how the picture of the blood changes. So here, under the microscope, studying the change, we can see that similarly to how an insect evolves from an egg to a pillar to a butterfly.
What you're saying is we see all the time in nature where things are changing one thing to another, a seed plant to a fruit.
Yes. And very large change. If you didn't process of things from one form, you would never believe it's possible because like the other.
Well, this time bushes are in full, so we see all flowers on blackberries. And I love blackberries. I can't wait for 2 weeks from now. They're berries. But they all flower. The bee comes and does his thing. And the next thing you know, the flower is gone and there is a blackberry in its place. Well, a flower and a blackberry are like as different as night and day as far as I'm concerned, right? One's
right.
A fruit, one's a flower. But they grew out of the same thing. So you're saying the same thing happens in our body. Things will grow and change from one thing to another. Okay, Martin, let's get into Gabe's article here, because he's got an understanding of the way the organs work and everything, but I think it sounds like he's missing some of the stuff that's happening at the cellular level. So the cellular level. So why don't we just start taking apart some of his article and explaining it to our listeners now.
Right. Well, Gabe has a full understanding of an MD, the guy with the monomorphic theory firmly implanted in his head, sort of the Earth is the center of the universe and the sun revolves around it kind of mindset.
Right.
So he says here, all foods that leave your stomach are acidic. As they enter your intestine, where secretions from the pancreas neutralize the stomach acids. No matter what you eat, the food in stomach is acidic and the food in the intestine is alkaline. Duh, yeah, that's correct. We're not arguing that point. And then he says, you cannot change the acidity of any part of your body except your urine.
Right.
Your bloodstream and organs control acidity in a very narrow range. Anything that's changed acidity in your body would make you very sick and could even kill you. So this is where he completely loses it, right?
Mm-hmm.
He only looks at blood, and the blood indeed is maintained in a very narrow range, 7.35 to 7.45 pH. Anything outside of it is pretty much end of the story, done.
Right.
But he's not disgusting the lymphatic fluid. He's in fact completely dismissing the lymphatic fluid as if it wasn't even there. And let me say why I think that is. because it's not easy for him to punch a hole in you and draw some lymphatic fluid out of you. He can collect urine, he's going to pee it out. He knows how to collect blood because he can puncture your vein and draw some out. But it has been part of the standard medical arsenal, drawing and analyzing lymphatic. And he's ignoring it. But here's the best part. It's actually at the end of it. And he says, taking calcium supplements or drinking alkaline water will not change of your blood. And the point is, I agree. And then he says, if you hear someone say that your body is too acidic and you should use their product to get more alkaline, you would be wise not to believe anything else the person tells you. So here, Gabe Merkin just defined that if I can prove him wrong, people should not believe anything else Gabe Merkin and anybody with MD behind their name tells you.
Okay.
Correct?
Yeah.
That's irrefutable logic that he used in his article, right?
That's right.
Okay, so here's the point. We are not discussing your blood. He is, you know, this is the classic straw man illogical defense. He says, you guys are telling me that you can change the pH of your body. He decides that that means pH of your blood. And then he proves that I cannot change the pH of my blood. That is true, I can't. But where have you discussed the changing of the pH of the lymphatic system? And he hasn't, and he doesn't, and he won't, because it doesn't survive the logic of his argument. He would have to then stand up in a public corner and sort of offer himself up as a sacrificial animal.
So the pH of the lymphatic system does get changed.
Absolutely. When you measure the saliva of the person in the morning, the pH of the saliva closely matches that of the lymphatic system. Once you start eating things and putting things in your mouth and whatever, things change and get influenced. But, first thing in the morning, it's a close match. You can, of course, measure it directly if you could, draw some of it out and check it. But that's not really required.
Okay.
Now, the baby usually has its pH at about 7.2, 7.3. Once you start mixing protein foods, especially cooked proteins, into the diet, the pH starts its downward movement. People whose lymphatic system is about 6.0 start developing chronic illness. At 5.5, they start developing cancer. At 5.0, they are developing metastatic cancer. At 4.5, they are melting away. And you may have heard of it, or people have shown you, folks that are in terminal cancer, where it's metastatic, like bone cancer and all that,
the
vertebrae and the rib cage and all of those bones start melting away. They are completely being dissolved and disappearing. Why is that? Well, we understand the theory. Gabe already said that in his article, too. Calcium is taken out of the blood into the, calcium is taken out of the bones into the blood and into the lymphatic system to buffer the excess acidity. Now what happens? Well, we do have the answers. The answers are well known to biomorphic students of life. All we have to do is go visit at a website that's called How We Rot and Rust, which is a company that promotes dark field microscopes and the practice of understanding how this can help you. Anyway, that the whole book is called How You Rot and Rust.
And that can be found on biomedx.com, biomedx.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would just do a search on there, How You Rot and Rust. Fascinating series of pages on the biological terrain.
And that's Oh, it's very much done in a popular education format. It's
easily read.
Reasonably. It's at a high school level. It's not at a university level.
And when they're talking about rotting and rusting, you know that they're not going to get too technical on you, right?
Right. So, here's what we go. I'll tell you. As we rot, and this is part of the disease process. This is the biological aspect of aging and disease. And it's this rotting mechanism that helps us, that helps do us and turn us back into the dust from which we came. And there is a pH biochemical process which lies beyond this rotting mechanism. What you need to be aware of is that, this is a simplification. Rusting, essentially, is the oxidation. Rust is the form of when oxygen mixes with iron, it creates iron oxide, which is the classic color of rust.
Right, right.
On the surface of things. Your body will rust as an effect of oxidative damage. And we will discuss oxidative damage in our next chapter when we talk about the functional medicine chapters. We've already done a number of these in the past. We have about 5 or 6 podcasts devoted to that.
Right.
Anyway, so that's the rusting, where we have the oxidative damage. And then the rotting, of course, that is the decay without the presence of oxygen. What I wanted to draw to your attention, you can probably relate to it here, is that these folks are explaining what happens in the acid and mineral exchange in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts this way. If the body can't get rid of acids, it has to store them. So if your capacity to get rid of these things is exceeded by the intake of acidifying either foods or behaviors, and things that are acidifying are lack of sleep, stress, cooked meats, wheat, and anything gluten, all the wonderful popular things.
Right.
Like, eating a pizza at 2 a.m. is probably the worst combination of things you can pull together.
Mm. For sure.
All right, so anyway, so that's the loading your body with acidic waste. If you can get rid of it, all of this waste ends up in the interstitial spaces, which is the tissue spaces where the lymphatic system is washing throughout. It's not inside your cells, it's outside of your cells.
That's the key part to all this, because everyone keeps thinking what we're talking about is inside the cell for some reason.
Right, but it's not. It's sort of, remember a while back I tried to explain the body in the terms of an aquarium?
Yes.
You have the cells beside the fish. And then you have the water in the aquarium. That's like the interstitial fluid.
Mm-hmm.
The lymphatic fluid. And so the fish have to pick up the food from that aquarium water, but they also poop in that same water too. And if you don't clean your aquarium, and if you feed it the wrong kind of stuff, it won't take too long before the water starts rotting in the aquarium and the fish will die. And that's, or at least they will turn into some other creatures, which cancer is an example of. So, anyway, so when the tissue spaces go acidic, the blood will compensate and will go alkaline. Now what happens? Potassium is lost, magnesium is lost, sodium is retained, and calcium goes to blood. Out of the bones. That will be known as osteoporosis, arthritis, and other wonderful chronic disease.
There's another thing in this article I thought was really fascinating, and that's, we talk about pH, and what does pH stand for?
Yeah, potential hydrogen.
Potential hydrogen. That's why the hydrogen atom is so important.
Right. The hydrogen is the element that forms the acidity in the body. the more acidic you are,
the more hydrogen you've got, the more acidic you are.
Right. So I can just quote here. When the potassium and magnesium will leave the body, as a preservation mechanism, your sodium will be retained. Your body knows that it must place an alkaline molecule in the blood to escort out the acidity that's being stored in the tissues and cells.
Mm-hmm.
What it will often do, and especially when mineral reserves are low, which is the case from eating a modern American diet, it will draw calcium, the most alkaline mineral available, from the bones and put it into the blood. This leads to something called free calcium excess. And this is something you don't want, and it's what's behind osteoporosis, pain, and so on. And it is brought about by the body compensating for an ever-increasing tissue acidosis somewhere in the body. So would you like to have excess acidity in the body, or wouldn't you? I mean, if I was Gabe Merkin, I would be saying, doesn't matter. There's no way to have excess acidity in the body. The only place you can have any excess acidity is in your urine.
Right.
I beg to differ. Oh, yeah, here comes the same, right?
Right.
That came about. Calcium came out of the body. And now the body to return the calcium back into the bone because the acidity is dropping, or its body is becoming temporarily more alkaline.
Yep.
And so it tries to put it somewhere. But because it doesn't have the proper hormones and minerals and enzymes and whatever else in place, it just deposited helter-skelter in the wrong places. So now it's creating a bone spur somewhere on the hill. So I'm writing back to him saying, well, there are a couple of effective ways. One of them is soaking your feet in magnesium crystals, and the other one is using an ionic foot spa to pull the minerals out.
Yeah, because those toxins and crystals that have built up on his heel, they're basically acidic.
Well,
stuff.
Well, they are the calcium crystals that have settled out in the wrong places. What we need to do is we need to normalize the whole body. We need to normalize the lymphatic system. We need to supply all the nutrients that are required, not just the calcium, but also the magnesium and the other bits that are needed for it to work correctly.
Right. Because that's something we've talked about in previous podcasts too, is the importance of magnesium's relationship with calcium and how we probably have more than enough calcium, but we don't have enough magnesium, and that's causing a big part of the problem as well.
Right. Yeah, the figure I would use is that calcium is like the bricks in the bones, but magnesium is like the mortar.
Yeah, I love that analogy. I use it all the time.
It holds it, yeah. It holds it together.
On the micromedics.com site, he also talks about the acidic mineral bugaboo, and I know we're getting a little bit along into this particular episode, but I thought it was important that we kind of talk about that too, because it sort of shows part of what, I forgot his name now.
Merkin
was talking about, but how also he misses kind of the other side, the rest of the story, as a famous radio personality used to say. Now you're going to hear the rest of the story.
Oh dear. Well, you know, unfortunately, the biomedics, the how you rot and rust, ten chapters. Each one of them would probably take half an hour to just go over and explain.
Right.
So I don't think we can cover all of that. All I want to close on with is this. If you don't believe that cellular terrain management is what prevents or what is important for long-term health, you're lost. All you have left is the tools of the modern emergency room medicine. We already have known and proven that emergency room medicine only works in emergency room. It's great at saving your life in a heroic fashion when you're most dying or are in a critical stage, but it's hopeless to deal with chronic and degenerative disease.
Mm-hmm.
It's the wrong techniques, wrong technology, even wrong mindset. And that's where we talk about the pleomorphic theory, the functional medicine, or the orthomolecular medicine, so known. Because until you understand that cellular terrain management is what you need to practice to retain or regain long-term health, you're just lost. That's like traveling the wrong path.
Right. So basically now to tie this all together, Martin, what we're saying is that we need to drink and eat alkaline foods because it has a huge impact on the terrain that our cells are in, which of course has a huge impact on the health of the cells, the ability of the cells to get oxygen, to grow properly, to fight off fungus and disease and viruses and bacteria.
Yeah, and actually you already have just said something that shows that how indoctrinated you have become over the years with the system. You don't fight off fungus. You grow fungus as a result of the pH in your blood or in your lymphatic system. So I'm not trying to fault you here. It's just that we have all been indoctrinated by the mainstream medical jargon and philosophy into believing that there is something that you can fight.
Right.
But there's no fighting. You know, there is replacing the malfunctioning cellular terrain with one that works correctly. And you do that by removing the acidity sources and supplying and switching it to a more balanced lifestyle.
So I just had an analogy come into my mind as you were talking about that. It's kind of like we have cars and they need oil changes, and if you don't give your car an oil change, it gets sluggish and the oil gets gunky and everything else. And then we wonder why we get poor gas mileage and our car doesn't run so well and everything else. And it's not, well, pull out the engine and replace the engine. It's we need to clean up the oil or put new oil in, right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, good fuel and lubrication and all of that is what makes your car run better. Same thing in a human body. You need to feed it the right kind of inputs for it to work right.
Mm-hmm.
And we have discussed that on the pages on the website. It's the, you know, the most acidifying activities are stress, staying up late, arguing with people, upset. And then in the food realm, it's sugar and all the other white death food, refined flour, refined salt, refined oil, wheat, and other gluten-rich grains and so on. Now, you do need to have a balance. It's not that you should eat alkaline to the point of becoming so alkaline you develop alkalosis. No, that'd be over the top.
And we would be talking about eating wheat and white sugar if everyone had that problem, right?
Yeah, we'll be saying, listen, you need to from time to time have some steak to bring it back into balance.
That's right. That's right. But there's very, very few people, like four in the world, that have that problem. The rest of us are drinking too much Coke and chips and fries and burgers and sandwiches and everything else.
Right.
And we're not saying cut it all out. We're just saying you got to add some more of the, you know, the fruits and the vegetables, the living foods, the, you know, the things that you get in Exula, products, the greens, because we're not getting anywhere near what we need in terms of good living food.
Right.
I think that's a great place to end this particular episode. So, Martin, if somebody wanted to learn more about this, discuss more about this with you, how could they get a hold of you?
Well, first of all, they need to go and go to www.life-enthusiast.com. It's in the health education section of the website. So read up on pH balance. And then we have a discussion on the telephone. I can be reached at 775-299-4661. The company number is 1-866-543-3388. And the other podcasts in this series can be had at enthusiast.podomatic.com.
Yeah, so that's life-enthusiast.com under the health education for all any of that information that you... I mean, there's tons of stuff to read there. It's all fascinating. It's easy reading, and it'll really open your eyes. And if you want to talk to Martin one-on-one, you can get him at 775-299-4661, or the toll-free number is 866-543-3388. And if you've enjoyed this episode, we've got 80 other ones. Amazing, we've got so many. Archived for you at lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. So you've been listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast.
Thanks for listening.